Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. All right, Turbo Thoughts. So this one is about friction. So I think in life there are certain things that you want to do, but for some reason or another, something kind of gets in your way. And it seems in order to then maximize, whatever you want to do, the ideal strategy is to reduce that kind of friction. So, for example, certain things that I've discovered is so for example, I usually go to the gym and then I'll buy a huge bottle of water, but now it's just easier to just wear one of these little backpack thingies and already bring my huge bottle of water, even though it might weigh me down or distract me a little bit. Then at least I know I don't have to like fumble around with my money or my cash to buy a water bottle at the gym. Also, this is where sometimes it depends on. Sometimes cash is better. Sometimes using Visa or credit card is better because, at least one of the good things about being here in Phnom Penh or in Cambodia is that it's super easy to just pay everything with US dollars, and to just give someone cash is often faster than waiting for the stupid Visa credit card machine to do it, this thing. And maybe also that's going to be the future of crypto, is that with cryptocurrencies or whatever, is that you gotta kind of make it as easy and seamless and frictionless as possible. And the only way for crypto or cryptocurrency to succeed, in my opinion, is that the paying with your phone or your Apple Pay or your wallet, it actually must be considerably easier and less frictionful than using your credit card or Visa or whatever technology have you. And I think this is also just like a lot of things in life, like a lot of the reasons why I think a lot of people who want to travel and stuff like that, the reason we're not able to travel or we don't travel is that there's too much friction, right? It's like I got time off work, or even with cars and transportation, oh, I gotta, a lot of people who have electric cars, they kind of have the quote-unquote range anxiety. And what is range anxiety? Range anxiety is when you yourself feel like you can't travel as freely because you're worried that your car is gonna run out of charge. So, for example, one of my friends, Christoph, he told me a funny. This is like a long time ago, but then he was driving somewhere in his, at the time, Google, the company, the Nissan Leaf. And I think at the time the range was only maybe about like 130, I don't know, 80 miles, whatever it was. And he's just driving somewhere. He runs out of charge. He had to like abandon the car and tow it or whatever. But assuming now you have like a higher range Tesla, I mean, you could pretty much go anywhere you want at this point. But still, I guess one of the greatest downsides is still the annoyance or the concern of, finding a supercharger or a fast charging spot or having to wait in line to get your car charged and stuff like that. And this is where I still believe that, at least if you're living in most parts of the States, like I guess outside of California, or you plan on going on a big road trip, having an electric car is actually not the best mode of transportation. I think the best mode of transportation, unfortunately, will still probably be some sort of hybrid vehicle, because the upside is you don't have to charge your car as much as possible. But also one of the benefits is that ooh, look, it's Bentley. It's one thing people don't understand. All the nice cars in parts of the developing world. Anyways, so yeah, I think one of the big upsides of having a hybrid vehicle, having a, I don't know, like one of the new Lexus hybrids or a Prius Prime, whatever have you, is that it's less frictionful because you can essentially find a gas station anywhere in the States, even though it's less sexy and cool than electric vehicle. I personally don't own a car right now, but But in the interim, I still think that until charging your car, your electric car, whether it be your Tesla, whatever, until it's as quick, if not quicker, than filling up your gas, which takes like a minute, then I think the, you know, for pure convenience, a hybrid car is still probably best. And the reason why I think it's probably best to have like one of those, Prius Prime or a plug-in hybrid is, you know, I think the whole plug-in thing is kind of overrated, but at least when you go to the, you know, to the mall or something like that, you could actually utilize those EV only parking spots, which is often pretty clutch. Some other thoughts towards living a more free life or less frictionful whatever is, you know, just wearing the same outfit every single day. You know, just want to keep it simple. All black everything is typically a good outfit, or just a simple outfit, whatever have you. And then the goal is not to worry so much about these small nuances, but focusing on maximizing your performance in your any given thing. So even simple things like anything that affords you less friction to get out of the house, like, you know, wearing the same shoes every day, not wearing socks, stuff like that. A 9-year-old kid smoking a cigarette on a bike is kind of a good idea. And also I think this is where maybe when it comes to working out in the gym, if you want to do, if you have a limited time or schedule, maybe the easiest thing actually is to you know, just buy a big kettlebell and just kind of work out the house. Even a random logistical thing that I've been thinking about is, you know, with two-factor authentication and being abroad and having to try to find ways to get somewhere, it's so annoying to have to deal with the friction. But anyways, so other thoughts is like with creation and stuff like that, I writer using Markdown to essentially plain text reduces friction. And yeah, I would just kind of encourage you and to consider ways that you could reduce friction rather than making things quote-unquote better. Also, one thing I love about the GoPro and not worrying so much on making things like super duper like professional whatever is it reduces friction, because, you know, like a lot of people, it's like gotta plan your schedule ahead of time, or you gotta create some sort of script, and I think all these things kind of distract you creatively. Also, another pro tip is just don't edit, just one shot, one take. Even apparently the reason why Eminem is so good as a rapper is that back in the days when he was starting off, he was too poor to afford studio time. So as a consequence, he would have to know that like he could only do all the lines in just one go. And yeah, I think this is kind of a good practice to just do one shot, one take at it, rather than working so much about all the details. Sasadayo, Eric. Akun. Mokpina. Mokpina. Mokpi pipi. Plying. Big plying. You have a nice car. I like your car.
Yes, thank you.
Very nice car. Okay, Akun. And so yeah, I think with and also one of the things I like about using the GoPro versus using the iPhone is I have the GoPro Hero 10 right now, and I've turned off the stupid blinking thing and the front LCD screen. And one of the biggest benefits of that is I could essentially stream my thoughts and just speak unobstructed without censoring myself or getting distracted. And even one thought too is, like, you know, one thing I learned after deadlifting 540 pounds, which is about 3.3 times my body weight, is often recording yourself, ironically enough, I'm recording myself, right? It just kind of distracts you. And so with friction, it's kind of tricky because sometimes friction is actually desirable. You know, if you're gonna try to make a baby and trying to, release your life force energy, then it's a good idea to have friction, right? And also, if you want to create fire, you know, one needs friction. So it's kind of a situational thing, right? So thinking about when do you want friction, when do you not want friction? And maybe also one thing that's really important, look at the rain right now, is you actually know what you really, really, really care for in life based on the amount of friction that it requires you to do it. So, you know, so for example, like I'm currently on the way to the gym. It requires a lot of friction for me to go. However, because I love it so much and I'm so passionate about it, and it's kind of an auto-telic thing. I kind of do it for the sake of doing it. Auto means self. Telos, telos, purpose, is kind of auto-purpose to do it for the sake of it. And the reward isn't even to get a new PR or get the gains or whatever, but actually it's just the joy of the physiological blood flow in the pump. And I consider the gym to be kind of my Zen temple. And I would actually encourage you to figure out ways, at least with your creative workflow, to reduce friction as much as possible. So for example, with photography, Ricoh GR3X, shooting extra small JPEG, high contrast black and white JPEG. This is hugely positive for my photography because, you know, with the RAW, it's like too slow, you gotta import it, and you always in the back of your head, you're thinking, oh man, it's gonna take forever to import, process, whatever. And so that actually adds a lot of bad creative friction to your life that prevents your output. And I think that another thought I had in the middle of the night was this notion of output, you know, like people's, like, treating photography as their creative outlet. And you think about outlet, output, you think about the exhaust in a car. And being able to expel something from out of you is, generally a good thing. So I think another way to reduce your creative friction in life is to use smaller file sizes. Even on the GoPro Hero 10, I'm currently using the smallest file size possible, which is 1080p, 24fps. And it might not be the most quote-unquote optimal, but it's certainly requires the least amount of storage space, transfer times, and even when I transfer it to my laptop, I'll just export it as 720p, or even nowadays, since I have a slow Wi-Fi connection at the hotel, 480p. And for me, what's more important is I'd rather have the inferior, less quality thing and just put it out there rather than not have it out there at all. And even one of my philosophical things is, even if there's like a 0.01% chance that the thing I publish or share might positively impact somebody or motivate them, then it's kind of worth doing. And that's essentially what drives me. And also in terms of just thinking about optimization, right? So like, I think the best thing is imagine your past self, like creating the information, creating the knowledge, sharing the information, doing what you wish you had access to when you were a kid or when you were starting off.